Praise the Lord to everyone. I would like to turn to Gospel of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. So it's Gospel of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. For they themselves shew of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. The Apostle Paul is reminding the Thessalonians of a time in their lives before they were saved, when they were slaves to idols. They had absolutely no hope. They were devoted to demonic idols which could not see them, hear them, or help them. But there was a definite time when, by grace of God, they were marvelously saved and they repented, and there was a complete reversal of their idol worship, and they became a bond slave to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. What a great day it would have been in their life when they put their faith and trust and believed on the only Savior of sinners. So I would like to tell you a bit of how I got saved by the grace of God, and I too turned from idol worship to serve the true and living God. Some of you already know my full name is Manikandan Vengidisamy, but you don't want to pronounce that long. You can call us Mani. I was born in South India. We were not well off, but my parents provided for me and my younger brother. The town I grew up was full of Hindus. We have Hindu temples towards, you turn left, right, front, back. Wherever you see, all on the corners, you see all sort of small temples, idols, shrines, and idols all around. Hinduism is one of the oldest known organized religions. Its writings date back as far as 1400 before Christ. It has millions of gods, and although it is the third largest religion in the world, it exists mainly in India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and most of some Asian countries. My dad worked in Indian Army, which meant we moved around a lot depending on where he was posted. The Indian Army arranged accommodation for our family, that my mom and myself and younger brother, we were lived in army barracks for most of my childhood life. As a child, this taught me to be self-sufficient and be able to face challenges, as I had to make new friends and meet new people every time we moved. I was able to adjust in various environments and new circumstances. I was close to my grandfather, who was a very well-disciplined farmer. He used to read Bible like other religious books and appreciated the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I cannot tell if he was left a testimony of being saved before he passed away. Finally, after all the traveling around, my parents decided to move to Madurai, which is in Tamil Nadu. As a whole family, we were Hindus. I never thought of finding Jesus Christ as my savior. I used to go to pilgrimage to temples far and wide, looking for blessing and to get high score marks in my studies. At the same time, I was an angry man, looking for fights and carrying a knife in my pocket in case there were any fights going to happen. It was somewhat of embarrassment for my family. I distinctly remember during my temple visits that the Hindu priests were not friendly to me because I did not give them money. They would be abusive to me, but I could not do anything because my parents and relatives were always nearby. Hindu religion is full of demonic idol worship, and I was not aware of it at that time. I was not a very bright student when compared to my cousins. I always being scolded by my parents that I should score high marks to get a good college and a job. No one knew that changing schools every year had a negative impact on me. The more pressure was put on me, the more I become stubborn and angry. My dad, my granddad used to hit me every time I score less marks. All the family members were giving up on me with my education, and my uncle offered me to buy a buffalo and cow so that I can survive in just somewhere in the field where he can make some milks or sell the cattle. But I told my mom that I don't want to have this sort of animals, because I have seen my granddad who used to clean the dung and all the hays and all the things around it with the bare hands and no shoes. So that was really not a very pleasant job. In the year December 24, 2000, my cousin invited my brother and me to the gospel hall for Christmas gospel meeting. She also said that they will provide delicious food, biryani and other foods. So we got really excited that we were invited for a tasty meal. We both went to the assembly in Madurai, and I saw that all the believers were very kind and serving food. We were struck by their love and kindness, which was real and not fake. I was brought up in a caste and class system, which was very noticeable in the temples. The poor people and the low caste people were not allowed to come inside, so they have to wait all the way outside. My family were not the highest class people, but we know the boundaries where we can stand. But there in the gospel hall, I saw there was no difference in caste or class. They were all same and equal. I heard a gospel message. I enjoyed the singing of hymns, but I brushed it all aside and continued in my old ways. I continued to attend the gospel hall, and I was introduced to a man called David Chellam. He was one of the elders in the meeting. He took a deep interest in me and explained the glorious message of the gospel. This was all so new to me. How could a man called Jesus Christ die for my sins on the cross? How it is possible that I could go to heaven and still not have to do any ritual and ceremonies and give money to nobody? For months I was baffled and had lots of questions. But then one day, at the age of 16 years old, during one of the meetings, it just came to me that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I was lost and helpless. All the temple visits and rituals that my mother made me do were totally hopeless. At that moment, I cried in my heart and God saved me. There was no turning back. I was also happy to know that my younger brother had got saved a few months later. We did not tell our parents, as we were afraid of the consequences, but we regularly went to the morning meetings. My father suspected that something was going on because he noticed a definite difference in my previous rebellious behavior. He tried to stop me from going, saying he didn't have money for the bus fare, as from my house to the gospel hall was around 28 kilometers and we used to take two buses. So, however, Brother David Chellam, the elder of the gospel hall, understood the situation and paid for my brother and me to get to and from the hall, as well as for extra few rupees to buy some snacks like samosas, just so that we don't feel hungry. Brother David Chellam was a very strict man, but he was also an assembly-minded man. He taught me from the scriptures in my language. I understood the need for baptism, and 2 years later I publicly testified of my Savior in the waters of baptism. My whole life changed for a better. I began reading my Bible every day. I prayed for the unsaved family members. I also dramatically improved in my secular studies and got the top rank in the school. My photo appeared in a local newspaper as a top rank holder. Because of this, my family decided to leave me alone as far as my newfound faith was concerned. I can only say that the Lord Jesus worked in my life and He made the difference. I completed mechanical engineering and joined as a lecturer and later on as professor in mechanical engineering. My work later took me to Malaysia and Singapore, and finally I ended up in England. Life was hard because I didn't have any UK experience, and I worked in a hardware shop, and this was difficult. However, the Lord was with me, and I was encouraged in my soul to change my trade. I attended college after 7 years, qualified as a plumber and a gas engineer. I worked for a famous company in London and lived in Mayfair. I soon realized that my life was revolved around my work, and I had to devote my time to the Lord. I also, in the meanwhile, married Paula, and who I met through her parents while doing a plumbing job for them. We were blessed with our daughter Neela, and later on we moved to Bicester, having decided to move out of our hectic life in London. I was running my own company. I gave it all up to settle down for a quieter life. I sadly did not know or seek out an assembly and was attending an evangelical church in Oxford. My mind was constantly restless and uncomfortable because I knew this was not the New Testament pattern that I was understood from the gospel hall that I had attended in India. One day, utterly frustrated, I googled up Brethren Assembly in Bicester and nothing showed up. So I was really disappointed. However, the first option was showed up a meeting in St. Albans. I contacted Brother Keith Sherwood and he said there is a 5 minutes away from my house, and I was so surprised because I used to go up and down this Bambury Road to drop Neela for school and nurseries, and the elders interviewed me, and I came here last October one Lord's Day morning and sat at the back. As I sat and listened to the hymns and the brothers remembering the Lord, my soul was lifted and my heart was rejoicing. This is just like how I knew it to be after I got saved. My heart was settled, and a few weeks later I asked for a fellowship and the elders interviewed me. And I am so glad that the Lord allowed me in His time to be part of His meeting. I'm still a work in progress, as you can see. My English is not that great, so please correct me whenever you can. I'm happy to be shown the truth and serve my Lord, just as the Thessalonian believers did in Paul's day, when they turned to God from their idols to serve the true and living God, and wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. If you are not saved, I want to urge you not to put it off any longer. You might not be serving wooden idols, but there are other idols in your life. It might be the idol of sports, music, entertainment, a wrong relationship, I don't know. But as someone who served idols, let me tell you, life is far better and richer in Christ, as we have been reminded in our Thursday Bible readings in Ephesians. When you repent of your sins and put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for coming. I would ask that you close attention also to Mr. Paul Thomas. God bless you all. Mm-hmm.